Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. We've got another one for you this time, another good one for you. We've got jam-packed information here. We're going to hear from John Reed. John is the CEO and co-founder of Whitefield Global, and we'll tell you all about Whitefield Global Holdings, what they do, and why they are very important to the hemp industry here, not just in Indiana, but the Midwest and all over the country. They're actually out of Illinois, but working very hard in Indiana with a lot of folks here. They've partnered with a lot of reputable companies in the Midwest, so a lot of exciting things happening. And we'll talk with John and find out about some of those things coming up here in a little bit. But first, we're going to speak with Brandy Barrett. Brandy is the membership administrator for the Midwest Hemp Council. She comes on, gives us all the interesting information we need to know, events, things just happening, things that we need to sign up for, be ready for, all that good stuff. So we're going to bring Brandy on here, talk about those things. Brandy, how you doing on this beautiful Thursday afternoon?
I'm great. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a while since we talked, so it's great to hear from you. And boy, we couldn't ask for a better day weather-wise. It's kind of up and down. I think tomorrow we've got some rain or something. But hey, that's Indiana in the spring. We need the sunshine. We need the rain. We need it all mixed together. So hey, can't complain, and we're looking forward to a great spring here in Indiana.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful day, and even better, March Madness has started. So for those who are not choosing to be outside, if they can be inside watching basketball, there's plenty of opportunity for that, too. So all around, it's a beautiful day.
There you go. There you go. So the reason we wanted to get Brandy on here, as we usually do, is to talk about some of the inner workings of the Midwest Hemp Council, some of the events we have going on, some of the neat things happening, and just information that you need to know if you're interested in what's going on in hemp around here in Indiana and the Midwest. West in general. So Brandy, go ahead. I'll just let you kind of launch into it. I know you've got a lot of info for us this month, so go ahead and tell us what we need to know.
Sure. Thank you so much, Jason. We have a couple of new opportunities that we're offering to our members that we want to make sure all of our members are aware of. Mm-hmm. First thing that we're trying to offer to members is a spotlight opportunity. We really want to highlight our members individually and offer them a spot in our newsletter where they can give us, you know, just a little information about their business and maybe, you know, their journey into hemp, what got them started. Mm-hmm. And it just really gives our members a chance to promote themselves and their business to other members who you may not be aware of, you know, these specific businesses if they aren't in the same, you know, general vicinity of one another. So
right.
It's just an opportunity for our members to be able to promote themselves and their business to other members and non-members alike. Our newsletter is actually an email newsletter that goes out to members and non-members. So anybody, you know, is welcome to sign up and get on that list to get our newsletter just so they can keep up with the happenings of hemp from the Midwest Hemp Council. And then they would also see these member spotlight opportunities that we have too, so they could see just a little, you know, view into our world and some of our members and what our members have to maybe offer them. So that opportunity is something that if a member reaches out to me, I am happy to work with them and get the details from them so we can make sure we get that put in the newsletter. Mm-hmm. So I ask members all the time to feel free to reach out to me at brandy@midwesthempcouncil.net. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. And then we can chat from there as far as getting them set up and offering them this opportunity. Another thing that we are looking at doing, and we're really excited about this, is the idea of hemp pop-ups. So basically the general idea is to collaborate with our members and have some smaller, more localized in-person events mm-hmm. at their location, whether their business be a laboratory, a farm, greenhouses, a retail storefront, whatever their business is. And we want to help them set that up and collaborate with them and customize the event to suit them and their location and their needs. So Midwest Hemp Council wants to provide that support, help them find speakers for their event and work with them to line that up so we can have some in-person networking again and try to, you know, amp that up this spring. So we're really excited about that. Those opportunities will give our members again a chance to promote their business to other members that maybe are in their local area, but they can make it, you know, it's a public event. So it might give them an opportunity for other people in their community to come and see them as well and see what they have to offer. So okay. We really feel like it's a great opportunity for our members again, just to be able to promote their business and advertise, you know, in a sense to their local areas and their community.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, they can get a hold of you at brandy@midwesthempcouncil.net, but they can also go to the website and find information and contact info there as well.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. They are welcome to go through the website and use even the info request button. And I'll get those emails as well. And then I can contact them back to work with them on those opportunities. We also have, I don't want to forget to mention that we do have a legislative update webinar coming up. And I'm pulling up the information real quick on that for you so everybody's well aware. We had a lot of things happen, you know, this session involving legislation. So we want to have an opportunity for our president, Justin Swanson, to basically recap the 2022 Indiana legislative session. Justin will also use this opportunity in this webinar to share updates on hemp issues that we still see at the federal level. So this is an event that you can sign up for through our website, and you can go to the event tab, and you'll see below the event tab, it says legislative wrap-up webinar. And there's a little join us button there where you can click on that and get signed up. And that way you can join us for that webinar too. So that will really be a worthwhile virtual event for those who are looking to get details on where we ended up this legislative session, because it can sometimes be confusing. So
Absolutely. There's a lot of weeds there that need to be gone through, and Justin Swanson does a great job of that. And when is this webinar again, Brandy?
Sure. This webinar is going to take place on Wednesday, March 23rd. So we're looking at next week on Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. and that's Eastern Standard Time. And they should be able to register up until the event, pretty much. Normally, we send out the exact specifics of the Zoom call details to the registrants' emails that morning of the event. So I would suggest, just to be safe, make sure that you're registered by Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, so you get that important information Wednesday morning so you're ready to go. I think those are the main events for us right now. As always, you know, we're as a membership administrator, I'm always looking to help others who maybe want to join or need more information about joining the Midwest Hemp Council. We feel like we really have a lot to offer those in the industry, and we would really like the opportunity to speak to anybody who is in the industry and maybe currently isn't a member, just to see if maybe we could be a good fit for them. So again, they can reach out to me at brandy@midwesthempcouncil.net, and we can set up a call with Jamie and myself to talk to them a little bit about the membership opportunity and the types of benefits that we offer to our members. So for us, we are always looking, you know, to grow and to get to know others in the industry and to have the opportunity to share with them what Midwest Hemp Council is all about and see if maybe we'd be a good place for them. So
Absolutely. Brandy, go ahead and give your contact info one more time for folks that have been listening and need to reach out and get some more details from you.
Absolutely. My email is brandy@midwesthempcouncil.net, and that is the easiest way to get a hold of me. Brandy is B-R-A-N-D-Y. And that's the easiest way to reach out to me. Feel free to just drop me a line and say hi and let me know that you listen to the podcast and that you're looking for information, and we'll go from there.
And again, midwesthempcouncil.com as well. People can go there and check out the website and maybe find that info there. But again, Brandy has opened up and invited folks to contact her as well. So no excuse not to get that info, to be updated, and to stay informed, Brandy.
Correct. And we hope people will take their time just to reach out to us. And like I said, even if they just want to drop a line to say, hey, we've been listening to the podcast, we'd love to hear from everybody, members and non-members alike.
There we go. So again, if folks need that information, they can go to the website, they can contact Brandy directly. Again, she is the membership administrator, so if you're looking for membership, but she kind of keeps everything kind of glued together for us here at the Midwest Hemp Council. So she's kind of a one-stop shop for us here, keeps everything rolling. So if you need something, get a hold of Brandy. She can certainly either help you out or point you in the right direction, and that's always very important.
That's right, Jason. I don't know that I'm much of the glue to the operation. I love the opportunity to serve our members and to work alongside, you know, Jamie and Justin and Rachel. And, you know, it's a fun ride here at Midwest Hemp Council, and we look forward to serving our members and others in the industry however we can.
All right. Well, once again, Brandy, we do appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing from you next time we're on.
Thanks so much for your time, Jason.
All right. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right, we continue on with John Reed. John is the CEO and co-founder of Whitefield Global Holdings. Whitefield Global Holdings out of Illinois. They work all over the Midwest, work very closely with a lot of folks here in Indiana. So we wanted to bring John on, speak with him, and find out what's going on there with Whitefield Global Holdings and just talk hemp in the Midwest. John, how you doing today?
Good, Jason. How about you?
Doing fantastic, and it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast this week. A lot of things we want to talk about, a lot of information that you have that we want, so let's kind of get to it. But let's start out. First of all, we're going to find out a little bit about you, but tell us about Whitefield Global Holdings and exactly what you guys do there.
Yeah, no, Whitefield Global Holdings, this is a company that we formed a couple of months ago, in essence. It's a merger and a roll-up of five different companies that had operations going in the hemp industry, some of them stemming all the way back to 2014, and some of them most recently starting in 2019. But really what we focused on was finding a group of individuals that had specialties in different lanes. Our specialties came on the agronomic and growing side and the risk management side. And then we have some partners that we brought in from hemp processing partners that they had the expertise on the processing and anything equipment-based on the engineering side. Mm-hmm. So our bigger vision was to pull everybody together to become a fully vertically integrated company, helping the growers from variety selection and growing all the way through the end process for the fiber and herd and grain processing of the industrial plant. Mm-hmm. So we were really trying to help bring a solution for the entire supply chain from start to finish in the hemp industry.
And of course, we would refer to that as seed to shelf. There's about five companies that we discussed earlier that before we went on the air here, about five companies that have kind of merged into the one. So how did those five companies coming together and how they came together to form Whitefield Global Holdings?
I'll give you a little bit of background on how we got started in hemp. To give you a little bit deeper background on us, I grew up in central Illinois on a family farm. Technically, I think a fourth generation farmer. We've been in crop insurance since 2000. We've been on the retail and the wholesale side. We've done a lot of private program development in the corn and soybean markets. So in 2018, we got called and asked to create a crop insurance program for hemp for some Colorado growers. Mm-hmm. We started doing our due diligence, really liked the space. Illinois became legal shortly after we started diving into this. And when we get into a crop, we look at every aspect of it to understand all the issues the grower is going to face, all the supply chain weaknesses or strengths, and basically everything we can learn about a crop and its entire supply chain. So mm-hmm. we decided to really get good at that. We had to start growing ourselves and getting involved. So we started in 18, just growing a few acres and working with a few local farmers. Maybe we worked on probably 8 to 10 acres total. And that was actually when Whitefield Hemp Partners started merging. And in 2019, we expanded that. We worked with a couple hundred acres, mostly on cannabinoid grows, but all here in central Illinois and a little bit in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And we always knew cannabinoids were the low-hanging fruit at the time, even though the market went south shortly after we got involved with it. We always knew that fiber, and that was the longer-term play for what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So starting, I guess it would have been about a year ago, about March of 2020, we started reaching out to some individuals. We got asked to look at possibly acquiring some different entities in the fiber space. So we decided, let's go down that path. And that's what we did, is we started talking to groups that we've been working with, people we'd formed relationships with, and we decided, let's roll these companies together. So like you said, we could be from seed to shelf. I think that's something that's been really missing on the fiber side, is somebody that's willing to step in, help the farmers learn how to grow, help them manage the risk, because it is anytime you get into something new, there's quite a bit of risk involved. Mm-hmm. And then also really in this market, it's really hard for guys to feel confident that they have a processor they can go to, or somebody that's going to buy the biomass from them. And that's what we want to make sure that we can help them. So we can help them from the genetics to buying the material to then we have a number of offtake agreements in place that we will be able to move the material through. So it gives growers the confidence that they're protected all the way through with this.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit. There's a good opportunity here to talk about the team that you have around you, very competent people that are helping you make this happen.
Yeah, we've been very blessed and fortunate that the people that we've been able to partner with and bring on board our team, we feel like we've got one of the strongest management experience teams in the industry. You know, the first two companies we brought in were our primary two, Whitefield Global with Whitefield Hemp Partners, which I co-founded with my partner, John Taylor, mm-hmm. Who he and I have been together working together for a little over 10 years. We've done this would be the third company that we've started together. It's luckily we've been successful in all of our ventures so far. But then the next partner we brought in was Shane Pritchard and Hemp Processing Partners and his team, Drew and Dan. Those guys, we've been working with them and known them for a little over 2 years. Great guys. Very fortunate that we've been, knock on wood, we've been very fortunate in our adventure through hemp that we've met a lot of great people and been fortunate to avoid a lot of the issues that a lot of other individuals have ran into. Mm-hmm. But Shane and his team are our chief engineers. They handle all of our equipment, all of the processing side. We've been fortunate enough to bring Jamie Campbell Petty over from the Midwest Hemp Council. She acts for us as on our communications and government relations. So she's involved in really helping build out our government presence and just helping us network throughout the industry, because we know that's a very important part, is to have everybody pull in the same direction. Mm-hmm. We've been able to bring over Bill Brill, who's been in the space since 2016. He's the head of all of our business development and strategic partnerships. He's got a great presence domestically and internationally, so he handles all of our offtakes. And really, as we look at moving forward, and we're looking not just to put our own facilities in, but we're looking for partner facilities as well. So he kind of helps spearhead anything on that side. So mm-hmm. we've been very fortunate. A lot of experienced individuals. All of our CFO, our chief strategy officer, they've been involved in a lot of large public companies domestically and internationally as chief operating officers in some form or fashion inside of a lot of different industries. So mm-hmm. A lot of experience with our groups. We're just very, very happy and pleased that we've been able to pull everybody together.
Well, it sounds like you certainly have the right people in the right places there in your staff and everybody associated with Whitefield. Now let's move forward and talk about some of the projects you guys have going on right now.
Yeah, so the main project we're working on first is we've got our facility up and operational in Henry, Illinois. That's our cannabinoid extraction facility. Even though we're focused on fiber, that's still a small piece of what we do. But the major project we have going right now is we are in the process of getting our Sidney, Nebraska facility operational for processing herd and fiber. Mm-hmm. But something that's really driving us that we're the most excited about is we decided to take the step and jump into the XPRIZE competition on carbon sequestration. That's been the biggest project that we've undertaken, and really it aligned perfect with our business model. Everything we're trying to do is, when we got started in this industry, we really wanted to bring solutions and diversity to Midwest growers and really farmers across the country to be able to diversify their crops and be able to manage and have different revenue streams as the markets emerge over the next few years. But most importantly, too, we want to have a global impact. And obviously with the concerns of global warming, and the opportunities in the ESG market, it made a lot of sense for us to really make a shift and do our part as a company to focus on helping build a carbon neutral company, and obviously hopefully make an impact, help growers take advantage of carbon credits, help us find solutions with our end products, and how do we continue to sequester and reduce carbon footprints even more for other companies and industries as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and certainly it's always, it's fascinating that there is a brand new industry here that you're able to kind of step into. What are some of the strengths, some of the things that you guys bring into this industry that others maybe they don't bring in yet, or that you guys bring in a little better than everybody else?
Well, I'll try not to speak for what other groups are doing. Don't know a lot of them as well, but I know where we feel that one of our strengths is as a company and on our plan is, we really are farmer focused and farmer centric. Growing up in agriculture, I've sat there and on our farm, I've seen us have great years, and I've also seen us really struggle in tough years. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to the farmer probably more than I feel most other groups can, because it's something I've been a part of my entire life. So that's a big focus for us, is we really want to help farmers understand how to grow, how to be successful, and manage their risk. I think that's where it starts. In my opinion, it's great that we can talk about what the use of hemp can be, and it's great to think about, well, how big this industry can be. But at the end of the day, and I'm not sure everybody sees this the same as us, is that all those futures and all those hopes and dreams don't really matter unless we get the farmer comfortable and bought into what we're really trying to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where we start, is helping educate and build confidence with the farmer and open up the door for them to enter into a new industry and a new crop that honestly, it's tough for those guys to want to make that jump, especially with commodity prices like it is right now. And who would have thought 6 months ago we'd be looking at $8 corn and $14 soybeans? That's right. Tough for farmers to want to talk about making a switch when they can make a lot of money in a crop they're very comfortable in already.
Oh, no question about it. And again, John, with Whitefield Global Holdings, do you feel like that is kind of right now your biggest challenge is convincing farmers to make that switch, or what other challenges are you guys facing?
Yeah, I think right now we had a couple obstacles for ourselves this year. We were very cautious before we went to the market. We try to operate conservative and we set our own internal benchmarks before we're going to move forward and make announcements and do things. So we had some delays on that side that didn't get us to the market as quick as possible. Most farmers want to make their core decisions prior to the first of the year, and we were barely just getting out to the market to contract at the first of the year. So some of our issues are timing. The commodity price is really jumping over the last 2 months has been a big factor for us. But I would say the second biggest factor has really been guys made commitments on their acres and buying their inputs and their seed prior to the first of the year. So it's very difficult to talk to a grower about, hey, we'd love for you to grow hemp with us, but can you get out of that contract you have to buy 200 acres worth of seed already? Mm-hmm. It's a tough conversation. So what's exciting about it is we're definitely getting traction. We'll have a couple thousand acres contracted with us for sure this year. We've already started signing them. But the most exciting part of a lot of the growers we work with are very large, and they're already talking to us about next year. So 2022 for us is really going to be about us building and setting a strong foundation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where 2023, we really see that'll be the year that we really take some massive steps forward, especially on the number of acres. You know, one of our facilities takes a minimum of 15,000 acres to hit capacity. Mm-hmm. So we have a model in which we really want to grow a significant number of acres. And our 2023 business plan is to have more than one facility operational, whether that's two, three, or four. I really don't know yet, based off of just what the need is. We don't want to have more facilities than what we can actually supply to. So really building these relationships with the farmer is the most important part for us.
Well, obviously the way to look at it is it's a marathon, not a sprint. And it looks like that's the approach you folks are taking there. And one of the strategic things you've done is partner with the Midwest Hemp Council. Of course, you mentioned Jamie Campbell Petty earlier. Now she is with you folks there, but you're partnering with the Midwest Hemp Council. So tell us about that partnership and what you hope to get out of that and what you hope to bring the members of the Midwest Hemp Council.
Well, it's important for us, in our view, to partner with as many organizations as possible. Midwest Hemp Council has been one of my favorites from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. We didn't meet Jamie until after a year and a half or so of being into the business, but I've always kind of leaned on what I was, the material I was getting from them, the information I was receiving is, I felt like they really had a true vision of where the industry was going to go. Mm-hmm. They seem to have great members and were able to help make a lot of good connections for us. So we're going to contribute financially. Jamie's going to continue to serve on the board for the council. And really, our view is we want to be able to help continue to bring one of the strongest not-for-profit organizations into the industry and help support them in any way that they need it from us. And then we hope to obviously build some networks and strong relationships from other companies that are supporting not only Midwest Hemp Council, but other organizations like them as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And John, again, with Whitefield Global Holdings, you guys entering the market here and becoming a big player, where do you see the hemp industry headed? Let's talk both the state of Indiana and regionally here in the Midwest.
So that's a good question. I think we all have our own visions of it, where it's going to go. I hope that over the next 2 to 3 years, we start to see very quick expansion and acceptance of growing. And I believe we'll see that with the farmers that we're talking to. But mm-hmm. I think our target as a company, by 2024, we'd like to be in a spot as a company that we're working with somewhere between 300,000 and 500,000 acres that we're growing with. Mm-hmm. The industry needs it. You know, in order to support any significant industrial style contract, you need hundreds of thousands of acres to even meet the demand for some of these small contracts. So it's got to happen, and it's kind of that chicken and the egg. I think the key thing that's got to happen is we have to continue our company expansion, and the sooner we can get facilities into some of these key locations, and Indiana is a target for us. Indiana is probably on our top two or three spots, if not our top spot, to add a facility into. We think we know what Midwest Ground can do with corn and soybeans. We've seen it do it with hemp as well. So we see Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, all these areas being key growth spots for us. In order for us to really help bring large acres in, we've got to figure out how to get into these core states that have such strong agriculture history and background.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and we talked about the partnership with the Midwest Hemp Council. Also talk about your partnership with Hemp Brand Builders.
Yeah, so we've been working with and building a relationship with Hemp Brand Builders and David and his team for that was one of the first relationships Jamie made for us in the industry. We're excited about them. Mm-hmm. We're trying to work out and figure out what that partnership really looks like. But we want them to be able to help support and bring retail products to the market, help connect our retail or offtake buyers. And anybody we're working with that has a retail product, we'd love to be able to partner with hemp brand builders to really push those products out. We're excited with what they're doing in Tractor Supply. That's a key thing to get some big box stores actually talking about and selling mm-hmm. Cannabinoid or hemp products. And the more we can support any group that's doing that, the more we want to. So we're really excited to see where this relationship can go with them.
All right, John, and as we close out here with our conversation, and you've given us a lot of great information to think about, we certainly do appreciate it. And it's always great to have some you know new knowledgeable people in the industry doing what you guys do. But talk about the future of Whitefield Global Holdings and what your goals are and what you're hoping to see here, kind of in a nutshell, over the next couple of years.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we hope to have fairly fast and quick growth and expansion. A key focus for us, again, like I said, is that we really want to continue to help build and educate with farmers. And that's where it starts for us. The sooner we can get farmers comfortable, the faster we'll grow. And really kind of restructuring our business plan around how quickly we can get farmers on board and contracted with us long term. So our goal was next year to be working with 100, 250,000 acres. But realistically, in the next 5 years, one of our goals would be to be one of the first companies, if not the first company, to be working with 1 million acres of hemp inside the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be fantastic.
It'll take a lot of effort, a lot of teamwork, and definitely a lot of partnerships, good partnerships. So we're excited about that, and it's not just about Whitefield Global. We want to find individuals that want to get into the processing space as well, and figure out how do we partner and work together in those situations as well. We see this as a definitely, like you said, you've got to walk before you can run, and it's a long term, it's a marathon, not just a quick race. So mm-hmm. we really want to grow it domestically, but we also will have some international expansion as well. We're in conversations with multiple countries about helping them establish fiber processing as well. So we domestic is definitely our primary focus, but we hope to be an international company within the next 5 to 10 years.
And in an industry that sees a lot of fly-by-night companies, the one thing about Whitefield Global Holdings that stands out is, as you said, you're very open, and your partnerships with people in the industry speaks a lot about a company. And a lot of times the fly-by-nights, they kind of stay off to the side, and they'll kind of duck in and out when it's convenient for them, but the partnerships you have built are all with legitimate, quality companies, but also having Jamie Campbell Petty. She has seen it all. She's been through it all when it comes to the hemp industry, and she can spot it a mile away. So the fact that she is now part of the company and you guys are working so closely together with the Midwest Hemp Council, again, that does say a lot, adds a lot of credibility to what you guys are doing. So we're certainly on your side, and it was great to be able to speak with you, John, and get some insight and what's going on with the business. And we certainly look forward to you guys here in the industry and getting you back on the program and talking to you. You're getting some updates here as we go.
Oh, well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. I know Jamie will really appreciate those comments. You know, a company is only as good as its people. So you've got to have the best people in the industry to be a good company.
Well, with Jamie Campbell Petty, I think most people listening to this would acknowledge that's a you're at the top of the food chain there with Jamie. So you've done a great job getting her on board. And like I said, we look for great things here from Whitefield Global Holdings.
Great. Thank you, Jason. And I appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to getting to talk again.
All right. Again, John Reed. John is from the Whitefield Global Holdings, the CEO and co-founder. So again, John, we look forward to hearing from you in the future, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Midwest Hemp Council podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Thanks so much for joining us this month on the Midwest Hemp Council podcast. So much more coming up. Look for the next podcast coming up in a few weeks. Meanwhile, you can always get up-to-date information and check out the website, MidwestHempCouncil.com. Thanks again, and we will see you on the next one. So long, everybody.